Vayter and Shas, we are in Bava Kamet of Lama Gimel, picking up on Lama Bays and Mabays by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom in the middle line, rough pa, wah, 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 pa. So, we had mentioned earlier on this daf that Tanra Bottom's going up to three quarters, about a quarter down. Tanra Bottom first was the line. We said, Nichnas Lechanusa Shalnagar Shaloberchos. Someone goes into the store of a carpenter, but without permission. Vinitze Bikaas Vitovka Panavumes, and a piece of wood flies off, hits him in the face, and he dies. Putter. Then the Nagar, the carpenter, is going to be putter, meaning he doesn't go to Gullus, says Rashi. Vim Nichnas Rishus Chayev. But if he goes in with Rishus, then the guy is going to be Chayev. My Chayev. What is he going to be Chayev? And on that, Rabbi, you know, we now have a statement. When it says he's Chayev in the second case, if he came in with Rishus, what does that mean? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said, Chayev ba'arba devarim. He's Chayev to pay arba devarim. But he's going to be putter from Gullus. Arba devarim if the guy gets injured. And if a guy dies, then he's not going to go to Gullus. That is a statement of Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. Now, up to our Gemara. Rav Papa answers and says the following. He explains that Rav Yossi Bar Chanina's statement is actually going on the first case, when the guy came in without Rishus. When it says the guy comes in without Rishus, and the thing hits him in the face and he dies, that he's going to be putter. And on that statement, Rav Yossi Bar Chanina is saying, he's going to be chayev with Dalat Varim, putter of Gullus. Let's read it inside. Someone goes into a carpenter's shop without any Rishus. And the piece of wood flies and hits him in the face. Putter. The guy is going to be putter, which is a direct and exact statement that we saw over there. Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, chayev barba devarim upater migalus. What does it mean, putter? It means he's going to be putter from gullus if a guy dies. Rashi says chayev adam devarim, the hasam nami poshea, who kevin de chazia de ail ibelele yune. He saw the guy come into his store. He should have been careful. And therefore, if something happens to him without dying, he's going to be chayev dalad devarim. Now, man demasin law, a seifa kol shekin erisha. The one who says it on the seifa, when the guy comes in with rishus, and we say the guy doesn't go to Gullus when it's with Rishus, then certainly he doesn't go to Gullus if he's coming in below Rishus. Rashi says, Pater mi Gullus, Shenu Doma liyar, Kol Shekin Ereisha. It's not Doma to Yar, where each one had their own thing. The one who teaches on the Reisha, Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina, right? This whole statement of Rav Chanina's statement going on the Reisha, namely, Rav Papa, Aval Seifa Kevin de Birishus, since the guy came up with Rishus, Chayev Gullus. The guy is going to attack, I have to go to Gullus. Now the guard is going to say, hold on 1 second. That seemed to not work with another Brisa. You mean to tell me over here that the second way we understood it, that the guy is going to be Chayev Gullus, where the person came in with permission. Umi Chayev Gullus, is that true? The guy's going to be Chayev Gullus if he comes in with Rishus. Right, if I have a shop, I'm a carpenter. Someone comes in with a shus and my wood smashes him in the face and he dies. I'm going to be chayev gullus, which we just said according to second version. Yes, but Tanya, but we learned in a braisa hanichnas lechanusel shel napach. If someone comes into the store of a napach is a blacksmith. Vinitza nitzotzos v'tavchalo upon of a mace, and you have sparks flying everywhere from when he's smashing the hammer. And the guy hits the guy in the face, and then the guy dies. Putter. The guy is putter, meaning he doesn't go to Gullus. Va'afilu nechas v'rishus, and even the kaimim gives him with rishus. Seems to be not the same case when it comes to the opposite of what we said by the Nagar, a.k.a. we have ourselves a stide. And for the Gemara, hachmai skinon b'shulya dinafche. What are we talking about in that braisa? We're talking about the shulya of the nafcha, which is... Rashi says, Talmido Shalos Napach. There's a blacksmith, and the guy apprenticing him, he's learning. And he goes and he does such a thing. In such a case, that's what we're dealing with. Shui de Napach, le Mikhtala Koi. Le Mikhtala Koi. You want to say that the apprentice should be killed? Pardon, take one step back. The guy who got killed with the apprentice of the blacksmith. That's his Gemara. So the guy's going to be popped on what should the napkin the mythical guy? Does he stand to be killed like that? That we're saying that the guy should be off the hook for it? No, says the Gemara, Kisharabu Messiah Bolotse is Veneotse. talking about the case where the guy, where the master is saying, get out of here. That's just mafsir bolotzeis. He's pressuring and pushing him to get out, but the guy doesn't leave. So he should be patur enough from galus. Says Gemara, umishum derab mesayer bolotzeis l'miktali koi. Okay, so he's pressuring him to go and leave. Still, he should be killed now, and the guy should be off the hook from going to galus. Of course not. Says Gemara, kasavar yatsa. He thought that the guy already left because he told him to go and told him to leave. So he thought that he left already. And now he wasn't being as careful to check that it wouldn't hit him because he didn't think he was even there. Therefore, he's off the hook. Says Gemara, ihachi achinami. If that's the case, why are you saying only the blacksmith apprentice? Even a random person that's over there. Why should it make any difference over there? Beep, turn the page. Lamed Gemal. Amadav, Acher Lesley Imsa Derabe. Hi, Isley Imsa Derabe. Another person doesn't have the fear of his master. That's just the Napichale. Bahava Lasuke Adaite Shamayose. He should have thought maybe the guy didn't actually leave. But when it comes to the apprentice, he has a fear of his master. He doesn't want to get fired. And whatever happens, so therefore he assumed that he had already left and therefore he's Pater from Gaulis. And then there was a third, Rav Zvid Mishmi, the Rava. He comes along and he teaches Rav Yossi Bar Chanina's statement on a different idea. He says, Mishmi, the Rava, Masi Laha, he says that it was going on the following Raisa. Umatza Prat Lamamsius Atzmo. When we talk about the fact that a person is swinging the axe and the blade comes flying off and then it kills somebody, it says that you have to go to Gauls because of that. That's if Umatza, if the axe found the person. Prat, excluding Lamamtis Atso, meaning that the guy afterwards walked in front of it after the axe is flying. Then he's off the hook. Mikan, Amr, Belezer, and Yaakov. On this, if Yalav Zekov has said, Michi Yatsa Evan Mitachas Yado, if one throws a rock, he goes and he throws it, and the Vahotzi Halas Rosh of Kibla, and then afterwards a guy goes and sticks his head out. And because he sticks his head out, now it goes right in line with where the rock was being thrown. And he gets hit with it. Then what's going to be the din? Potter. The guy who threw it is going to be Potter. What do you want from me? You shouldn't have stuck your head in front of the projectile. I'm Rav Yossi B'Chanina. And on that he says, Potter mi galus. He's Potter if he kills him from galus. But if a guy doesn't die b'chai ba'ar b'davarim, he's chayv in the four things. Because it was considered poshea, that you're throwing into a place where people walk, says Rashi. Davali Poshesh, Shazark Lamakum Shabane Adam Mitsuyim. People are found over there. Says the Gemara, Mandamasila Aha, Kolshigata Kamaisa. The one who says it about this, that reveals from Chanina's statement, is going on this last thing with the rock that's flying. Interesting. Rashi points out we're talking about here the ones that Dalad Vehei, but Arba Devarim, sorry. Dalad Vehei, wow. Okay, Mandamasila Aha, that Chayv Barba Devarim. Kol shekena kamaisa hanichnas lechanusa shal nagar dekevin dechazi da'ayel ivrele le'yune. In this case, if the guy throws a rock and someone steps in front of it, and you're going to say the guy's going to be chayv dalad, he's going to pay the nesek sari poshevis, then you would say also, and certainly in the case where the person, kol shekena kamaisa, in the case where the person knows that over there, oh man, the master that kamaisa, but the woman says on kamaisa by the carpenter things, that aval aha pater legamri. That's only in that case, because you should have known the guys in the story, should have been careful. But in this case, where the guy throws a rock and he leaves his hand and someone steps in front of it, then we would say that this guy's going to be pater unganzen. Pater unganzen. Tanu Rabbanan. As we said in the past, what do you call a room full of rabbis? A Tanu Rabbanan. Polim shabolet bo scharen mibal bayis. You have these workers that come into the home of their boss, and they say, pay us, you know, you owe us money. Unigachan sharosha balabais, and the owner's ox comes and starts goring them. Unishachim kalbosha balabais, the dog of the balabais starts biting them. Umbeis, and then one of them ends up dying from it, putter. The guy is off the hook, he's putter. If you look over here on the side, the Bach says that kalbosha balabais, umbeis, putter, near Betsido, that hainimi kofer, from paying kofer. You would go and put the animal to death. So now, hey Chidami, what exactly is the case? Now, why is it that the guy is off the hook? Because why'd you come into my property? You didn't have any right to be over there. Now, hey Chidami, what's the case? I skipped the whole line. Sorry about that. Acherim arumim rashayim poalim litboa scharim mibalabais. Others come and say that, no, the workers have the right to come over there and to get their money. So therefore, I think I should have been careful not let the dogs and the animals come and attack. And he didn't do it, so he should be chayv to pay kofar. Now says my yichidami. If the guy is found often, you could find the b'masa in town. So then why would a chirim say that the guy, that they're allowed to come in over there? They could just get the money from him over there. Right? Don't come into his house. And if he's usually in his house, that's the only place you can find him, the most pshat in Tanakama that he doesn't pay. That's the only way to get their money. And for the Gemara, we deal with a particular case. Lo, Tzricha Begavra, we're dealing with a unique case of Begavra the Shchech Velo Shchech, when the guy is there and not there. So they come to his house, Vikarya Baba, and they call out to him from the entranceway, Amar Lahu in, and he says, yes, my Savra, one is of the opinion, and that is a Cherim, that in all Tamash, all Tamashma, that it means, come on in. Umar Savra in Kum Aduchtech Mashma. That means just stay where you are. That'd be the Tanakama saying, you should guys stay where you are. And therefore, each one goes according to what they say. Tanya, we have a Brysa. Command the Umar in Kum Aduchtech Mashma. That it means wait by the entrance way. The Tanya, we'll enter the Brysa. Poel She Nichnas Latvo Scharu Balabais. If a guy comes, he asks, he wants his money, so he's demanding his money from the Balabais. Udagacho Sharu Shabalabais. Oh, and Shachel Kabo. Potter Afa Pisha Nichs Bershus. My putter, why should guy should be putter? He came in Bershus. And laughed to carry above of Amalei in. He called for that. She said, yes, so Shema Minah in Kum Aduchtach Mashma. What it means is wait by the entranceway. The fact that he came in, now it's on his head.
Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Shnei Shvarim Tamim, Shechavu Zedzel. Let's say you have two shores and they come into, they start battling one another, but they're both Tam. As opposed to Mu'ad. And we know Tami pay Chatzi Nezek and not Nezek Shalim. So if one, they're ramming each other and both get injured, then what happens is, Meshalman B'moser Chatzi Nezek. The one that got injured more, the one that injured the other one more, has to pay whatever the extra of how much it was damaged, pays half of that. So let's say you have one gets 40 zuz of damage, another one gets 100 zuz of damage. So now that means that there's a 60 extra over there. So now you pay half of that 60, which is 30. Shnei mu'ad, both of them are mu'ad, where you pay nezek shalim, misham b'moser nezek shalim, you pay whatever's extra, whatever's the what's the word I'm looking for? You pay the difference, nezek shalim. Echad tam, echad mu'ad. If one's tam, one's mu'ad, then it depends which one causes more damage. Mu'ad b'tam, then Mishalim b'moser nezek shalim, Mitam b'mu'ad, Mishalim b'moser chatzin nezek, all straightforward. V'chein shnei anashim shchovah z'abizir, if two people that are chovah one to the next, because we know other mu'ad le'olim, Mishalim b'moser nezek shalim. I punch some guy in the face, he punches me in the face, I sustain $10 worth of damage, he sustains 110, obviously, then that means I have to pay him, the moser is 100. Adam b'mu'ad, umu'ad b'adam, if you have a, Adam was considered mu'ad, and he goes and he damages an animal, which is mu'ad, or mu'ad to Adam, Mishal Moshe, Nezek Shalim, because that's what you pay, Nezek Shalim, if they're both mu'ad. Adam b'tam, b'tam b'adam, what happens if it's an Adam with a tam, or a tam b'adam, then Adam b'tam, Mishal Moshe, Nezek Shalim, because he's considered mu'ad. Tam b'adam, Mishal Moshe, Chatzi Nezek, because it's Chatzi Nezek, it's tam. And B'kiva Omri says, no, when you're dealing with an animal that is damaged in person, I don't care, even if it's a tam, says, Av tam, Shechav ba'adam, when it's coming to Adam, then Meshalim ba'mose Nezek Shalim. Normally, you know, a tam only pays Chatzi Nezek, but when he damages a person, so B'kiva is of the opinion that he pays Nezek Shalim. Now, we saw this machlokas over here between the Tanakam Rabbi Akiva in reference to if you pay Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalim when you have a tam animal that messes with a human. Rabbi Akiva said you pay Nezek Shalim, Tanakam said you pay Chatzi Nezek. Tana Rabbanan, Kamishpat Tazeh Ye'aseh Lo. A pasuk that's brought up at the end of a series of psukim of when a shore goes and he gores. And it says that at the end of the pasuk, at the end of them, Oben Yigach Obas Yigach Kamishpat Tazeh Ye'aseh Lo. Whether it goes and it gores a boy or a girl, this is kamishpat hazeh, according to this judgment, shall be gazel done to it. Now, kamishpat hazeh aselo, kamishpat shor, b'shor, kach mishpat shor, ba'adam, just like the halachos of a shor. that damages another shor, so too is that shor to an adam. Mashor b'shor, tam ishalim chatzin nezek, umur nezek shalim. Afshor b'adam, tam ishalim chatzin nezek, umur nezek shalim. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Kiva omer, kamishpat hazeh, katachton velo ke'elyon. The way that Rabbi Kiva darshens it is he says that kamishpat hazeh, in according with this law, what does that mean? Ketachton velo ke'elyon, in reference to the second one, the latter one, and not according to the first one. He darshens the word hazeh, referencing the halacha that's brought in that pasuk, only to the one that's right before it. In the order of the pesukim, it starts off by speaking about the halachas of a tam, and then it goes on to halachas of a muad. And then it goes on, k'mishpat hazeh, according to this one, the Rebbe Kiva says one immediately preceding it, meaning the muad. So what it's saying is that the last pasuk we bring here is that if a shor injures a person, that goes according to the law of a muad. And even if it's a tam itself, and that's Rebbe Kiva, because the fact that even a tam is going to pay muad when it pay nezek shalom when it comes to a muad. Yachal mishalim minha liyah. You would have thought, well, if you're saying that it's like a muad, therefore we should also have to pay from the best stuff that you have. Tamar lomer yas elo, it should be done to it, which means migufa mishalim veinu mishalim min aliyah, that you only pay from its body, but not from aliyah. For rabbanan zeh lamali, what do you do with the word zeh? Laprotim me'arba devarim. He's saying it's coming to part to you from having to pay nezek tzar ripoy and shevis. For Rabbi Kiva, laprotim me'arba devarim min aliyah, where does he know from? Nafkale mi ve'ish ki yitain mum ba'amiso. He learns that from the pasuk that says, and if a man makes a mum on his fellow man, which you learn, ish ba'amiso v'lo shor ba'amiso, only of a man, but not of a shor. V'rabbanon, why don't they learn it from there? Limei'ahi havamina tzar l'chudei. If that's who we're learning from, that if a man, that would think that that's only in reference to the tsar of ripoy v'shevis, emalitain lei. Says Rashi, the chaser be mamona, emaki nezik nin mechayev, there would be chayev for such a thing, kamash malan. Therefore, so he's saying that when it says zeh, to teach you that you wouldn't have to pay that. Let's look at the next Heilige Mishnah. Shor shava mana, shenaga shor shava masayim. Let's say you have an ox that's worth a mana, it's 100 zuz, and it goes out of shor, it's worth 200 zuz, it gores it. Ve'ena nevela yafa klum, and the dead body is not worth anything. Notel es hashor. And the one that gets ruined over there by that ox just takes that ox. That's the Rashi says, dainu chatzinezek. That is the chatzinezek. It's worth 100, then worth 200, so half of 200 damage it completely. It's 100, so it takes it. So the Gemara, Smina Masisimani, who's our Mishnah? Rabbi Kiva, the Tanya, Rabbi Kiva learned in a, the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Yusham Hashor Bebezden. The one, the shore that's still alive, the one that's a Mazik, you go to Rashi, Yusham Hashor Mazik Bebezden, Vitan Lo Mazik Moz, the Mea Shor, Shuchatzi Nezik, Yvan, you give it, Dear Bishwan, that's Rabbi Shwan. Rabbi Kiva over, Huchlat Hashor. That is, says Rashi, that just Hashor Atzma Yikach. Come on, first, my benayah. And soon the Gemara is going to say, what's the difference? Because it comes out to be the same. Maika Mifli, what's the machlokus? Rabbi Shmuel, Shalva Rabbi Shmuel holds. Bal Chov Hu Vezuze Hu Damasikle. The one who got damaged is considered like a Bal Chov, meaning you owe me the money now. And there's a claim against him. It's talking about a type of claim. It's a monetary claim. And not the actual ox. Rabbi Kiva Salva, he says, Shutfein in who? They're considered a shut of partners. Or it says Bahu Shor, the Mishtai Bekra. Shavinachman is Shutfein, the Kra Mishtai Beshava, Messiah, Shenachal, Shava Messiah, Yetam Masnis and Zesh Shor, Ha'omer Batora, Helka Chachat the Mazik, Enu Shava Elamana, and no tells a shore. He goes and he takes a shore itself, they're considered like Shutfein. The Kamifigli Bahai Kra, they're arguing over the following pasuk, which is talking about a case where the value of the ox, the gourd, is equal to the amount of that which is lost. Machru es ashor achai v'chatzu es kaspa, the pasuk says. They sell the live ox and then they divide the money. Rabbi Shmuel Savar la bigdina kamazai rachmana, that's talking to Bezin to go and sell it. And therefore, I wait for Bezin. Rabbi Kiva Savar la nizik amazik mazik lachmana. It's talking about the nizik of the mazik, not talking about Bezin. My benai, what's the difference? At the end of the day, it's the same. Hikdisho Nizak Ikebanel. When the Nizak, the one that got damaged, is now makdish it. Kontra Bishmal doesn't do anything because they have to go to Bezim first. Kontra Bikiva, it actually becomes mukdash. Boy, mini Rav Nachman. Machu Mazik Lerebi Yishmal Mahu. Let's say the Mazik, the damager, the one who, the ox that damaged, the damaging ox, goes and he sells it. What's going to be the din according to Rebbe Yishmael? Because we know Rebbe Yishmael says that it goes to Beis Din. Kevin Dom Rebbe Yishmael, Bal Chovu, Vezuzehu Damasikle. So we say that since Rebbe Yishmael says that it's a Bal Chov, and all he has against him is money, therefore Machor, it's sold. Udilma, maybe we say, beep, turn the page. Lama Gomel Beis. Kevin Demishabedle Lanizak, Lav Kalmine. Since the ox is mishubat, it's stuck over there to the one who's damaged. Therefore, it doesn't have the they don't have the ability to go and sell it. Says Rashi, "Di loyev if lay demay, demay. If he doesn't give money, then shakal lay l'shor. Derachi, he can take the shor. Derachmana shab the Torah was mishabed it. Amalei says back to him, "Eino machor. If he sells it, it doesn't work. I have a tanya. We don't turn by. Say machor machor, mecharu machor. If he sells it, it's sold. Says Gemara, "Choser v'goveu." It is considered it's sold, but he can go and take it. Chozer v'goveo, he can go and be gove. He can take it from the lekuchos. In fact, the Gemara v'chimi achas shechozer v'goveo lama mocher. If you can go and get it back from the guy, then what do you mean that it's sold? It means leridia, it's sold in reference to being able to, as he says, she'em chirish bo lokech inu nosein demei chirish l'nizak. If the buyer goes and he plows with it before it gets collected, he doesn't have to pay the guy for using it. Frakli Gemara, is there a shibud on metaltalin? Shema mina. That lava umacha, someone borrowed and he sold metaltalin, based in, go with no man, they can go and take it from him? We know that doesn't work generally when it comes to metaltalin. What's going on over here? Frakli Gemara, shiny house, in this case is different. The command does so, apotiki. Dummy, this is considered like he made an apotiki, as we learned many times, po tehei kai, that is set up and designated that it's something we can be taken from, says Rashi. Rachman, it says Rashi, apotiki, Rachman is shavi lemikbe mehai shor, the Torah made it to get it from that particular thing. Ay, vamarava, osa avda apotiki, umcharu balchov gove menu. If someone who's a balchov, he makes his slave into apotiki and he sells him, then the guy is able to come and get from the slave. Shor apotiki, umcharu, ain balchov gove menu. He's not able to do it from a shor. So we say we're dealing with a shor in our case. What's going on? Says, come on, evid my time, what's an Evid Apotiki is going to work. You can go and get him. Bishum de Isle Kala, because this is a call. Everybody knows that this guy's a slave. Hi, Nami, and this one also, this particular ox, because it was goring away, they're also familiar with the fact that Torah Nagachanakorle, they call it a Torah Nagach, therefore it has the same status. Tani Rebbe Tachlifa, Bar Marava Kamid Ravavo, Macharu Ein Machar. Hikdisho Mokdash. So Rav Tachlifi taught this price in front of Ravo. If he sold it, it's not sold. Hikdisho Mokdash, if he's Makdash, it works. Mechorman, what are we talking about over here? What does it mean when it says that if he sold it, that it's not considered sold? Says Gemara Ilim Mazik, if you want to say that the one who's the damager, the Mazik, he sold it, then we'll say Mecharo Ein Machar Mani, then according to who does it say if it's sold, it's not sold? Rabbi Akiva, he, the Amar Huchlat Ashor. So according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that the ox is considered already given over to the one that got damaged. So, Vigdisha Mukdash Asalan Rabbi Shmuel, but the part when it says if it gets Mukdashized, then it's Mukdash, that goes with Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar Yusham Hashor, but based on it says it's got to be assessed and evaluated in court. So we have, seems like a bit of a steer over there. Ella, so you want to say that the Bryce is talking about Nizak, the one that got damaged. He sold ox. But that's the case. And Mecharo, Eno Machar Mani. Who's that going like if you sell it's not sold? Rabbi Shmuel. Hikdisho Mukdash, the son of Rabbi Kiva, goes going to Rabbi Kiva. So we kind of have a problem here because any way you slice it, it's not really working out over here. It seems to be a stira. Says the Gemara, Le'olam Mazik V'direkol. Really, we're talking about a case where the Mazik, the damager, sold the animal. And let's go into the Divrei Kol. Mecharo Eino Machar Afilu Rabbi Shmuel. That is that if he sold it, it's not going to work, even according to Bishmal. The ha mishab delein lenizak, because it's already mishubah to the nizak, and therefore it can't be sold, because the nizak can go and take it from the one who buys it. Hikdisho mukdash if you're Rebekiva, and if you makes it mukdash even according to Rebekiva, mishun Rebevo because of Rebevo. Damar Rebevo is said. Rashi brings that this is a Mishnah in Erechin. The Amr Mesachas Erechin Gabi Makdish Nechasa V'haisa Alav K'suvas Isha U'bal Chov V'ketani Hasam D'yayiv L'hektish. Well, we're dealing with a case that if a person is Makdish something that was already Meshubad, then he has to go and be Poda it for a minimal amount, and only then can the guy go and take it from him. Gezeres Shema Yomer Hektish Yotze Bel Opinion. This is Gezeres that people will come to say that Hektish can come out of a Mukta state without any sort of opinion. So because of that, based off Rabbi Yevo, by us, if the damager, the one who makes does the damage, is Maktish the shore, he has to give Hektish money in order to redeem it. Only then can the one who got was Nizakt take it. Even according to Rikiva. So, even according to Rikiva, we could say that if he's Makdash, it is Mukdash. Tanu Rabbanan, short time Shehizik. If you have a short time, and it is, Shehizik, that, went out and started damaging things. Ad Shelo Amad Bedin, it before it's, it's talking about the Baal, the owner of it, was before judgment. Mechar u'machar, and then he goes and sells it. It's sold. Hikdishu mukdash, makdash mukdash. Shchato nusav matano, b'shal soi yishachted. He gave as a matano. Whatever he did, it works. Bisha amar b'din, but once his amar b'din set up for judgment, machar ein machar. You sell it, it doesn't work. Tishay mukdash, the hikdash doesn't work. Shchato nusav matano, lo so klum. He didn't do anything. Kadmu bali chovos v'igbiu. If bali chovos, if the creditors that come and they go and collect. Bein chav ad shelo hizik bein hizik ad shelo chav. Whether he got the debt before it damaged or damaged before he had the debt, loss of lo klum, they didn't do anything. They have to give it up to the one that got damaged. Levisha ein mishtalim el megufa, because the damage is paid only from the guf of the actual animal. Muad shehizik, if you have a muad that comes a mazik, bein shamar bein shalom b'din. Mechar macher, if it sells, it's sold. Kedusha mukta shchaton instead of matana mashasa asoi. Kadmu bali chovas v'gbiu. If the bali chovas, those are the creditors come, and they come and take what's owed to them before the guy who got damaged does. Bein chav ad shlohizik bein hizik ad shlohav mashasa. What they did, it works, and they don't lose it. The fisha ein mishtalim ella min ha'aliyah. Since it comes from the aliyah and not from the actual thing itself, like a tam, by a tam, the Torah says it's paid from the body of the animal itself. But here we don't do that, so there's no shibud on the actual animal itself. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here, continuing to pick up this, to go more into this tomorrow, Bezashem's Buruch. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.